This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
The issue of race, it is used as a wedge issue.
Sure.
The Missouri radio ad that said if you elect Republicans, black churches are going to burn. The James Byrd ad, Al Gore saying when he's running for president to a predominantly black audience, Republicans have the wrong agenda for African Americans, changing his cadence. They don't even want to count you in the census. That is a lie. And it divides the country. And it's dividing the country
sure.
along racial lines in a way that
absolutely.
Is hurtful to the country.
And then the media drives it and the entertainers drive it. But there is a reason why it's happening. A year ago, you did not hear the words white supremacists. Didn't hear it. Nobody heard it. It was white privilege. And in my Levittown neighborhood, about 8 miles away from Hannity's Franklin Square
neighborhood. No, it was miles away.
I had guys, in undershirts that are falling apart. Where's my white privilege? All right? Okay. That's what you had a year ago. It's morphed into white supremacists now. Mm-hmm. And people are buying it. Why? Because the far left agents, and I think they're evil, want to destroy the Constitution in the sense that they want it all changed. Who forged it? Slave owners, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. We can't have a constitution with they made. We have to have a new one. That's the end game.
You were on my radio show, and I think this was the most...
Sean Hannity with Bill O'Reilly, as we mentioned earlier last night, and it was interesting to see O'Reilly in the guest chair there, but nonetheless, he definitely brings... to the conversation, a healthy perspective, I believe. I know that, people who watched O'Reilly over the years, have missed him greatly, even though he's doing some podcasting and other things. But, I think it's a matter of time for O'Reilly to come back and rise to level and overcome, the accusations and, the smearing that took place. I mean, clearly it was a hit job, one that, was even trying to, they tried to affect on Sean Hannity. But look at what they've done, with the, with the Fox, talent, they've picked them off, one at a time. And, and of course, there's two cards to be played in this culture today. One, of course, is the race card, and the other is the sex card. So either one of those is just, it's abhorrible, and it just seems to be the easy one to play in any case to arrive at the end game of your agenda. And as O'Reilly says, the end game for the radical left is the obliteration of the American way of life, its dreams, and everything good, and I would say bad, that it stands for. I mean, again, nobody's claiming perfection here. History doesn't lay it out that way, but by the same token, it's not that it was all bad. When you consider what America has contributed, not only to America itself, but to the world. And, this is why it was, I keep bringing this up. I keep seeing this footage of Leslie Stahl when she was asked by these young Muslims. She met with them, kind of a little Muslim town hall kind of meeting or a focus group. And one of the gentlemen asked her straight out, says, you tell me one good thing that America has done, for the Muslim world, and we'll back you up. We'll consider it. And, maybe he offered up, they changed his mind. Well, she had no answer for him. And I thought, wow, of all the things that we have done, that America has done, she could not come up one to defend or to even counter this young man's perception. And this is what is the prevailing perception, I believe, even in our country, amongst our own citizens, is some of them have bought into this negativity and this whole idea of white supremacy or whatever it is, anything, wedge issue that you want to bring up to support your perception. Forget about history, forget about any objective understanding of the facts. That's irrelevant. What is relevant is my opinion. And in this country in which we live in today, opinion is ruling over facts. That's really what it comes down to. And this is why you have this increasing contention that is rattling everybody's nerves. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Dr. Ann Pierce next. We're going to talk about North Korea. We're also going to talk about that interesting attack there on Mattis. We'll tell you more about that.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Earth has reported 45 rockets and rocket-propelled grenades landed near a passenger terminal at Kabul's international airport today, less than 2 hours after U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis arrived there. Mattis had already left the airport aboard helicopters to attend a meeting with Afghanistan's President Ghani. When the attack occurred, there was one unconfirmed report of one injury associated with a rocket attack. Officials said it was not a direct hit on the passenger terminal, and the Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. This according to Fox News. Now, the question is, were they tipped off? Who tipped off the Taliban to know that Mattis was coming to town, or maybe some significant dignitary was coming to town? Did something, did some information get compromised here? Well, Dr. Ann Pierce is with us, so we always appreciate her contribution as a foreign policy analyst. She's a contributor to the Washington Times, Ricochet.com, Real Clear Politics, and the Washington Examiner, author of A Perilous Path, A Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think of this this attack there in Kabul? I mean, that the Taliban is claiming credit for. It seems a bit suspicious that they would attack this this airport. They just missed the timing, you know, by a couple of hours. Thank God.
Yeah, it sure does. I have to say, I had not heard the news.
Okay.
I am working on an article this week and worked into it late last night and, read the newspaper this morning, but did not.
Yeah, this is just breaking. Yeah,
okay.
So this is still new, but.
The situation in Iraq is so tenuous, and I sadly wouldn't be surprised if this kind of thing keeps happening. We are making great strides against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, but doing nothing about Syria and about the Assad regime, which, as I've said, is possibly the most devastating, murderous, destabilizing regime in the world, aside from North Korea, allowed that conflict to spill over into Iraq, where we had actually made great strides at the end of the Bush years, and Islamic State metastasized. Iran then was incentivized and allowed to become the anti-extremist force in there. And then, of course, the Sunni extremists themselves are there in all different forms. And you have al-Qaeda and the Taliban. It's quite a mixture of volatile forces there. And you just have to hope that the Iraqi government does not get overly tight, any more so than it already is, with Iranian guards and Iranian militias, which wreak their own kind of terror, in response to this kind of attack. I mean, you just have so many volatile forces over there, so many terror-sponsoring entities over there that I don't think this is going to look pretty.
Isn't this a bit, I mean, what comes to mind very quickly is the lead up to World War One. You had so many hot spots going on that anything could ignite it. And it took an assassination to eventually ignite it. And here we are, we're surrounded with all this insanity. Like you say, you've got Iraq, Iran. I mean, now it's obvious that they're becoming more complicit with North Korea, as you and I discussed previously. Venezuela, the headline now is Maduro. In fact, last night, my driver, who is from Venezuela, has been here for 6 months and escaped there. And he just said, you have no idea how bad it is. And I said, well, you know, welcome to the country. And he is, he's obviously very concerned about his family because, you know, here it is, Venezuela. At one point, they had everything. People were eating. I mean, at this point, I mean, the poverty, the debasement, sex slavery, everything. I mean, you talk about the human atrocities that are taking place. And now Maduro is telling his military, hey, warrior up because, the United States is coming after us. And he's declared war on the United States. I mean,
it's just incredible. And there are those that say that Maduro is taking his cue from Assad in Syria. Mm-hmm. He saw what he got away with. It started out by, in Assad's case, sniper firing protesters from the hills, mm-hmm. then dragging them off to prisons, then torturing them, then systemizing torture, then barrel bombing, mm-hmm. rebels and citizens alike, women and children alike, then chemical weapons. And on and on and on. And but when you see in the news that, okay, well, Assad finally came out in some miserable, horrible way on top here, that gives a lesson to Maduro. Mm-hmm. Just ratchet up that violence and that oppression of the people. Just keep on going. And speaking of Iran, I attended a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing chaired by Marco Rubio, who's so passionate about human rights all over the place.
Right.
And, of course, everybody knows that Cuba is such an influence in Venezuela. But what shocked me in that hearing, what I did not know, was the extent to which the Iranian guards, have a presence in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And they're there trying to train these Marxist revolutionaries to sort of model their Islamist revolutionary pattern, which is very successful in clamping down on the people and radicalizing populations. So it's everything is global, I will say that.
Well, the thing is, people might think, this is what always concerns me because the Obama administration said the same thing, and now we're hearing that ISIS is on the run, that we're beating them in areas. But it's almost like, again, what President Obama had characterized as whack-a-mole, because they may, move out of one area, but then here they're showing up. Because of the global nature in which we live in, they're showing up in countries thousands of miles away. So you go, what happened? I thought we just pushed them out of Iraq or Pakistan, and now they're showing up in other areas. I don't think this is an easy game to where we can claim, much of a victory here if we chase them out of one area and then they metastasize somewhere else. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've certainly had tremendous success in Iraq, and now we're having tremendous success in Syria. I'm concerned because I'm in favor of speaking for our military, which gets so much criticism in society. Mm-hmm. But I am very concerned about all these reports of major civilian casualties and civilians getting trapped as coalition forces are attacking Raqqa from the air, and the reports seem to be getting worse and worse. Whenever there's more violence, more chaos, more civilian casualties, there's more opportunity for radicals to come in and take advantage of these hardened hearts and these terrorized people and try to recruit.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Pierce, we've got to leave it right there. We're going to be right back. We've got to go to a short break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Dr. Ann Pierce after this.
With nearly 70 years engineering bunkers today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
And It's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus markets around this country. Red State Talk Radio, CRN, digital radio connection as well, and syndication. We thank you for coming alongside as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Our conversation with foreign policy analyst and expert Dr. Ann Pierce continues. And I want to talk specifically about North Korea. I know you've had a lot of focus on North Korea, and rightfully so. But two follow-up questions, really quick ones, relevant to Cuba. I know that you met, you were in D.C., and you were there in that meeting with Marco Rubio talking about Cuba, and particularly he brought up the sonic attacks that our embassy members have been inflicted by. Some are saying that Cuba is not responsible. They've called for an urgent meeting with Secretary of State Tillerson, I guess, to present the case because it had already been pretty well settled in the court of public opinion that Cuba was attacking our embassy officials. And this has been going on, as you know, for well over a year. And the other question as well, long questions, but the other question, I'll try to make this one shorter, has to do with Assad and the human atrocities. Is an international court in his future?
Yeah, well, with Cuba, I mean, I do not no, for absolute sure, but my assumption is that the Cuban government was very much involved, and now, as you said, Tillerson is going to hold a high-level meeting to decide what to do, and actually Marco Rubio is among those urging Tillerson to, at a minimum, expel as many Cuban diplomats as they harmed ours.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We've only expelled a couple, in my understanding, and certainly we should make it very difficult for them to have this cozy life they have in D.C. and in New York if they're going to treat us that way. So I think that's at a minimum. And Assad, for the second question, he certainly deserves to go in front of a world court for war crimes and atrocities that are, as I said, some of the worst the world has ever seen. This is really one of the most cruel and devastating and destabilizing dictators the world has seen, and he absolutely deserves that. And getting back to your point about this whack-a-mole approach we take to terrorists, I mean, in 2015, early 2015, I started writing articles and that had that theme exactly, and the first one was titled Beware ISIS Strategy That Fortifies Russia, Syria, and Iran. And my point in that article was, you know, you can target terror groups like ISIS, but nation states like Syria, Russia, and Iran, with the apparatus of the state at their disposal and the backing of each other, are potentially an even greater threat to the free world. And their terror sponsors and supporters, they have WMD in their control or are working on WMD. And so they have all the apparatus of the state at their disposal and these formal relationships with each other, which enable them to wreak havoc around the world. And that's exactly what Iran is doing. And Russia, Iran, and Syria, and North Korea all collaborate on not only weapons, but on WMD. So that that should get our attention. And I just wanted to make one more point about this, as you said, narrow approach to ISIS. These terror networks, we are doing a great job of destroying them in Iraq and Syria, destroying their desire for a caliphate and their home base there. But then you get these ranks of informal networks popping up all over the place. And those networks are not necessarily formalized. Sometimes it's just people who are already leaning in that direction. They're radicalized in mosques, or they're insignificantly assimilated into their countries, as often happens in England. Or sometimes they are desperate because of the cruel treatment that they've received under these dictatorships, and they're primed for being radicalized. And that's why, again, I get back to my point, is we have to also stand for something. We have to get back to Voice of America type programs. We have to show that we are against the world's worst dictators and that we offer a positive alternative. I mean, that was the Reagan approach. That was
exactly
the Truman approach.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry to give you such a long answer, but I did have that additional thought after we took our commercial break.
Exactly. Well, hey, that's the way our minds work. So, no, that's it is good stuff. And for some to ponder here. And again, you remind me of what Reagan did with the Voice of America, and we let go of that program. And that is one, if we ever needed more than ever, you talk about, this is one of the things that the generals realized on the ground there in Afghanistan and in Iraq, was that it was about the hearts and minds. Because, I had mentioned earlier this conversation that on 60 Minutes that Leslie Stahl had with some Muslim young people, and one of the young men asked her flat out, just said, tell me, basically stated, didn't ask her, but just said, you tell me one good thing America has done for Muslims, and maybe we'll consider changing our minds. I mean, they're so fixed ideologically that America is evil, and it is their God-given duty to come in and eradicate America and Israel, together.
Yeah, and we are doing way, way too little to counter that propaganda. And, of course, our universities and the way so many of the courses are being taught in our own universities don't help our message.
Well, exactly, but it's all about the hearts and minds, as you say, and the Voice of America was one part of it where we could counter the negative stuff that was out there. We need the power of a presidential tweet to maybe bombard these areas, like these sonic attacks that, Cuba or somebody else, they say it wasn't us. But this has been going on for over a year. So why has this been going on for so long? We've got 21 embassy employees affected by this, according to, and they step back and as if they're not responsible. But getting back to North Korea, because I know you've been keeping a close eye on this, I mean, we've got, to hear the headlines, I mean, you think we're already at war.
Well, unfortunately, most news sources are focusing exclusively on the rhetoric, and I find that really maddening, because we have to be also laser focused on policy. And we have to get it right. We have to give credit where credit is due, and then give criticism where it's due. And I do think that Trump's rhetoric is overly provocative, but I also would like to see him get credit and public support for his foreign policy team's policies for North Korea, which in my opinion have been exactly what we needed to do. I mean, this administration was faced with the exponential progress of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile programs, and with the increasingly bellicose provocations coming out of extremist atrocity committing North Korea. And what it's done is it's taken this, what it calls a maximum pressure campaign, to put all variety of ways of pressure on to North Korea and North Korea's enablers. So, for example, it stepped up military exercises and coordination with South Korea and Japan, accelerated missile defense deployment, and sent more firepower to the Korean Peninsula. It's worked with Congress on stronger sanctions. It has fought for and succeeded in getting the toughest UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea to date. Mm-hmm. Blacklisted Chinese firms and a Chinese bank that are conduits to the North Korean government. And the Treasury Department has also stepped in and made it more difficult for all entities, all individuals that deal with North Korea. And we finally got a notable concession from China. But
exactly,
we need to acknowledge what we've done so far so we know where to go from here, where the next pressure points are.
Right. Well, don't you think in a little bit, and just last final statement here to summarize it, that because of Trump's aggressiveness as opposed to Barack Obama being a little loony perceptively, that it's causing people to realize that they're dealing with a different America, clearly, right?
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To you.
Bill Martinez live.
You gave your love, you gave your life. You gave your everything, and I want to give it all back to you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Just wanted to wrap up that thought that I was having with Dr. Ann Pierce a moment ago, relevant to the policies and, what has been going on with President Trump and his foreign policy team. Like in any negotiation, you kind of need a good guy, bad guy. And I think that the president is playing that bad guy position and role. And I think it's effective. He's bringing people to the table that they have to talk and understand that, the policies of the past administration, a passive and appeasement type policies, are not working. It has put our country at risk. It's put the world at risk. And that's all I've got to say about that right now, because it is time to talk about your heart. Put your hand over your heart, okay? Because we're going to talk about irregular heart rhythm, AFib as it's known, most common type of arrhythmia. That increases risk for an AFib-related stroke, which is the most devastating and fatal type of stroke. AFib is more common in people over 65 years of age. A simple pulse check can be the first step in detecting AFib, but ECG monitoring is the best way to detect it early. Early diagnosis is critical for properly managing AFib and minimizing risk of an AFib-related stroke. And here to tell us more about it is Trudy Loban. Trudy is the leading AFib patient advocate and founder, CEO, and trustee of Arrhythmia Alliance. Trudy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Well, how did you get involved with the Arrhythmia Alliance? I know you founded this, but how did this come about?
my daughter, when she was 10 months old, suffered with unexplained loss of consciousness, syncope, and it took 3.5 years before she was diagnosed. And her physician asked me to start the organization. 9 years ago, sadly, my husband dropped dead from an arrhythmia, both my elderly parents are diagnosed with AFib. So arrhythmias have affected my family in all different ways, and so I'm very passionate about this subject. And something so simple to detect by knowing our heart rhythm, and yet the vast majority of us never ever think about the rhythm of our heart.
Yeah, exactly. Explain, if you would, to our audience what the difference between heart rhythm and heartbeat is.
So a lot of us know our heartbeat, our heart rate, because it's told us when we have our blood pressure. Mm-hmm. There's two figures, one over the other is our blood pressure, and then we're told our heart rate. And, you know, a good heart rate is normally somewhere between 60 and 100 beats per minute. The important thing that we're not aware of is, are those beats regular? Is our heart rhythm regular? It might be that our heart rate is 72 beats a minute, but is that boom, 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 boom 72 times in a minute, or is it boom, 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 boom? You know, in
other words,
it's irregular. So it's so important to know that. And we can so easily get to know the rhythm of our heart, and we should all be doing this so that we soon pick up when something isn't quite right. And we can do that with a simple pulse check, three fingers on our wrist, and we get to learn about the rhythm of our heart. Obviously, if we've just been exercising, our heart's going to be racing faster. If we are lying in bed, it's going to be slightly slower, but is it regular?
Exactly. How often should we check this? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, we should check it. We could be checking it daily, weekly, whatever. Just like we jump on the scales and weigh ourselves, you know, different things like that. But what we also need to be aware, most of us suffer palpitations at certain times in our life. But are these happening more often? Does it feel like we have a bag of worms in our chest wriggling around? Does it feel like our heart's going to explode out of our chest? If so, possibly the most common arrhythmia, irregular heart rhythm disorder, is atrial fibrillation, AF, AFib. And that's where the four chambers of our heart, instead of beating in rhythm and the blood flowing through, the four chambers start to quiver, and our heart isn't in rhythm. And then the blood may begin to clot, and a clot breaks off, travels to the brain, causes an AF-related stroke, or we may have heart failure. And yet, with a simple pulse check, we can get to know our rhythm. For diagnosis, we need an EKG. Now, many of us have had our 12 lead, as they call them, EKGs, when we go for our annual health check.
Right.
Problem is, when we go for our annual health check, we're normally going because we just think, oh, yeah, we need to go annually. We don't always go when we may have symptoms. And with AFib, often you're totally aware of any symptoms. So it doesn't always capture it. The latest technology is a simple patch. It sticks just below your collarbone. It is an EKG that you can wear for 14 days. It's iRhythm Zio patch. Z-I-O. It is so simple. It has no wires. It doesn't need an operation to have it fitted. It literally, you peel it off, you stick it on just below the collarbone. You then go and exercise. You shower, you walk, you run, you lead a normal life. It doesn't inhibit you from doing anything. In fact, the doctors want you to do everything you would normally do because it's getting an accurate picture of what's happening with the rhythm of your heart.
Exactly.
After 14 days, you peel it off, pop it into the box, send it back, it's analyzed, and your doctor can see if you have any underlying arrhythmias, irregular heart rhythms.
What a great deal. Don't we love technology and how it's advanced like this? Because my first question to you, Trudy, was to try to get an idea. I mean, we need to get, you know, some idea, some base level, right, understanding. So if you're just starting to do this, you're thinking, okay, this is a healthy thing. I'm over 50 now or whatever age you happen to be, and you think that this is a responsible thing to do, or especially if you've had AFib in your family, then you might want to be more preemptive in addressing this potential issue, right?
Absolutely, but it's nothing to do with being over 50. It can happen, arrhythmias happen at any age. Mm-hmm. AFib is more common the older you get, and by the time you're in your 60s, you have a 1 in 4 chance of developing AFib. But, you know, 50% of the population experience loss of consciousness. Often it's low blood pressure, dehydration, or it may be an underlying arrhythmia. Mm. Sadly, we read on a daily basis of young people dropping dead on the soccer field or baseball. And all too often, it isn't that massive heart attack that we all hear about. It is actually an irregular heart rhythm, an arrhythmia. And the only way of detecting it is through EKGs. And so if there is a history of AFib, if there is a history of unexplained loss of consciousness, if there is a history of sudden death in your family, or if you can feel your heart pounding, racing, slowing by knowing your pulse, go and talk to your doctor. Discuss which EKG is best for you. If you can't capture it on a regular one-off EKG, talk mm-hmm. about the iRhythm Zio patch. This month is AFib Awareness Month. Next month is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. We've produced Which EKG is Best for You booklet, which can be downloaded from our website or
oh,
you can call us, knowyourpulse.org/USA. And it talks you through the EKG and the Zio patch, talks you through the different arrhythmias and AFib in particular. We can help, we can support, we can signpost. And if you want more information on iRhythm and Zio, you can also go to iRhythmTech.com. Mm-hmm.
Well, Trina, this is good information, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing your passion with us. And we all need to increase our passion and understanding of this. And as you say, AFib can attack anybody, not just over 50. I just said over 50 just in a general sense, because when we talk about just general behaviors, that seems to be the benchmark. But in this particular case, it can happen at any age, right?
Absolutely, it can. Arrhythmias affect anyone at any time, from any background, and certainly at any age. And so we all need to be pulse rhythm aware.
Well, Trudy Loben has been with us, leading AFib patient advocate and founder, CEO and trustee of Arrhythmia Alliance. And you understand why she is so passionate, because her family's been so affected by it. And she's leading the cause. And we thank her for coming on Bill Martinez Live. Again, remind everybody of where they can go for more information. We got about 15 seconds.
KnowYourPulse.org/USA.
Trudy Loben, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Trudy. Appreciate it. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
If you've gone through a crisis of faith, then you need to see this new movie, A Question of Faith. It's a story of three families dealing with tragedy as their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy as the challenges of their faith resurrects their belief. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith, Divided by Loss, United by Faith, in theaters starting this Friday.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You better believe it. I'm telling you, proudly, they live here. And thank you for joining the forces. This is Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. We've got, AK's with us, cooler talk time. You know, I just got back, AK, from Atlanta. Did one of those red carpet premiere things, you know. And it was so cool, talking to the stars of the movie, A Question of Faith, which is coming out on Thursday. And I'll tell you, it is an excellent movie, a great storyline of these three different families and how they come together, totally disconnected, because in this world we live in, it's easy to be disconnected. But through crisis, these three different crises, it brings these families together. And what takes place? The topics deal with driving and texting. Social injustice, hatred, anger, all that good stuff that comes along with it, or organ donation. Great movie, and I tell people, I'll warn you, bring plenty of Kleenex. It is one of those well-written, I think those in the faith community will be very proud of this movie, because a lot of times faith-based movies are less than, and
yeah,
have challenged the faith-based community, but they've done more than that. I mentioned to you that Kim Fields is one of the stars, and I had a chance to meet her and talk to her a little bit on the red carpet. And what a classy woman! I mean, she's really grown up. I mean, from the times of the early years. And I told her, I said, I grew up watching you, with Facts of Life and Living Single, and you had mentioned, because you followed the Housewives of the OC and the Housewives of Atlanta. And I was surprised when she was involved with that, when I was reading that in her credits, because it was like, based on what I saw with the Housewives of OC, I'm not a follower of the Housewives segments and that sort of thing, and was not aware. But it was hard for me to put the two together, Kim Fields and the Housewives, signature perceptions.
Well, first of all, I got to back up. It's hard for me to imagine you on the red carpet of a Hollywood premiere. I'm like, what?
Well, no, this is Atlanta. This is Atlanta meets Hollywood. And Georgia's the big place. Remember L.A.? Everybody had to film in L.A., right? Well, L.A. got greedy. And so, they're trying to say, hey, we're not so greedy anymore. Come back. But meanwhile, hey, that's okay. We're in Hawaii. We're filming like crazy in Georgia. I mean, Georgia is incredible. They're having the heyday. They say, thank you very much. I mean, they're like the East Coast if I could say East Coast Hollywood, you know?
Right. We've got a family there that actually I know quite a few people. There's no movie to actually shot and filmed here in California anymore because of the left push for high taxes. Then they skip off everywhere else where the taxes are low to actually get the movies made. Mm-hmm. But they're still considered Hollywood productions because the pre and post is still done here in California.
Exactly.
This is where the production companies are housed. This is where the casting is done. So the pre and post is still done here in California. So I still gotta tell you, my heart was like, Bill was at a Hollywood production, but then you tell me. But then you reveal the truth that you're still true to yourself. It was a faith-based movie, and hat tip to Kim Fields.
Yes.
For doing that, because a lot of people didn't know until she was on Atlanta. They knew her from Facts of Life, and they knew her from Living Single, which was one of my favorite sitcoms in the 90s. They didn't know that she became this incredible woman of faith,
yeah.
And I was really glad. I got to confess. I have been a housewife. That's been my guilty pleasure since OC started. And then mm-hmm. Atlanta was the second one to start. I've watched every episode. And I loved it. And I got to tell you the value of that. People bust me and tell me, what are you doing watching Housewives? You're this Christian woman or whatever. I'm like, well,
right.
First of all, I eat junk food. I read naughty books. And we all got to have a little escapism. But what I love about the ATL Housewives is that...
Excuse me. I just fell out of the chair. I read naughty... that's okay. All right. I'm okay. I'm fine. Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about AFib, and you just AFibbed me. It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, and if I really wanted to AFib you, I'd give you the titles of some of my books. What I loved about the ATL Housewives is that it bust open the left, and we kind of see this as part of this NFL movement,
mm-hmm.
the liberal a myth that all black people live in the ghetto, none of them have risen above it, there's no family, because one of the housewives it comes from a direct descendant of somebody who fought against civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get to see the American dream alive and well for black people, and that they have risen above it. And to me, that's a good message.
Exactly. Well, that's what we appreciate. And those are the stories that are being squashed, of course, because it's not convenient to the agenda and the divisiveness that some of these outside interests would have in the destruction of our country. And speaking of this whole issue of the NFL, which has taken a big hit, and it's like, okay, you want to have the conversation? Let's have the conversation. And Chris Kyle's wife, Taya Kyle, chimed in. Of course, Kyle, the American sniper, and who was killed by a fellow military guy who was trying to help out and was suffering from PTSD, as you might recall. But Taya wrote a very poignant point, and that needs to be included in this discussion, and I think sums it up pretty well. She says, your desire, she's writing this to the NFL, to the players, and I would say those that are more interested in division and anger. She says, your desire to focus on division and anger has shattered what many people loved most about the sport. Football was really a metaphor for our ideal world. Different backgrounds, talents, political beliefs, histories, as one big team with one big goal, to do well, to win together. Wow. I
don't
know if you could say it much better than what Taya did.
No, in fact, it just gave me chills. And she's actually the only person to draw that analogy or metaphor, about the team and being about America. And, amidst the tragedy of the loss of our American sniper and what a hero he was, has emerged a woman with such a tremendous voice. And she's a hero of mine. And I'm going to get choked up because I got to tell you, to me, that absolutely did say it all. And shame on them because they don't want to have a conversation, Bill. Eric Holder said, America's not ready to have a conversation. No, we are. You guys don't want to have a conversation. That's why you've hijacked a moment of unity.
Yes.
The moment of unity in this country at events, not just sporting events, not just NFL. But that is the traditional moment of unity in which we rally together in spite of our differences, in spite of the imperfections of the nation. And we say, you know what? We are going to honor this nation that we have that's still, in spite of its imperfections, the greatest nation in the world. And they've hijacked it to push a falsehood, to try to destroy us. They are about division. And classic for the left, they always are guilty of what they accuse others of being. This is about division. It's about hijacking America. It's about suppressing under the false guise of free speech. It's about denying us ours. They don't want a conversation.
Well, and you think about if it was that big, you know, I mean, if everybody was in line, you wouldn't have had only what I think the number was something like one out of NFL football players participated in this. So it wasn't an overwhelming majority. We're talking a small minority by comparison that pushed into this. Some, you know, for the sake of team and all that represents, and I think some confusion, just went along with this deal. I mean, you know, of course, we had added controversy when Alejandro Valenzuela, a former Army Ranger who went out on the field, remember, in Pittsburgh. And, you know, I don't know if he got lost on the way to the bathroom or whatever now, but anyway, he's out there and he is the lone representative of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, I got to tell you, you know, for the fans, that was very meaningful. I think it was too bad that he backtracked and said, well, you know, I just was confused. I didn't mean to diss my fellow players and all that sort of thing. So he had some damage control to do there. But on the surface, when he was out there by himself with his hand over his heart, boy, I mean, people, he endeared himself to people. I mean, his jersey everybody went out to buy his jersey and get rid of the Colin Kaepernick jerseys and all the other rebels and, you know, and buy into Villanueva's jersey because of what he represented on the surface and at first blush. But since then, he's had to do some backstepping, sadly. And I think it's unfortunate but he's doing it, you know, for the sake of the team. And of course, you know, the left, the media on the left, they're all over that because, you know, they're just saying, well, the guy somehow got lost going to the bathroom away. You know, I'm making that up. But I mean, you know, they're just mitigating that significant moment that, you know, people had in their hearts for him taking a stand. And why not? I mean, he did 2-3 tours in Afghanistan or something? Yeah, and I mean, so if anybody knows, and this is the deal, like we've been saying on the show, with me being former military, if you've been in the military, I mean, you have a love and passion for the flag, and rightfully so, because of all that it represents. And the flag right now is being misrepresented, as you say, AK. It's the whole principle and what it means is being hijacked. And thank God there's enough patriots pushing back to say that's not going to happen.
Right. And the thing about Villanueva is that you were right. I think only 23% at the most of NFL players wanted to take a knee in protest. Shame on Tomlin for trying to hijack his team, pressuring them. Villanueva did not get lost coming out of the dugout, the locker room. You know, he had to backtrack because what Tomlin tried to do was he tried to, as the liberal, tyrannical left do, under the false guise of free speech, he went to his team and tried to deny any of them the chance to exercise their free speech in advance. We know that 23% of NFL wanted to participate, yet he wanted 100% participation. When he didn't get it, he lashed out against a three-time Bronze Star winner, Villanueva. Villanueva in a horrible position. You know, don't tell me you're about free speech when in advance of a team. He didn't go to his team. Tomlin didn't go to them and say, do whatever is in your heart. No, he went to them and said, he declared what he wanted, which was 100% participation in protest. Shame on Tomlin. Not enough people are calling him out today.
Exactly. AK, thank you so much. Cooler Talk time every week right here, same time, with Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr.